In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, consumer behavior has dramatically changed. Social distancing is becoming the new normal, and a consumer's path to purchase may have been altered forever as choices, habits, and trends evolve. But even in this flux, there are opportunities for businesses to drive resurgence. Hi, I'm Suresh Venkat, and welcome to the first of a series of special conversations. Facebook and BCG present Turn the Tide, Unlock the New Normal, in association with CNBC TV 18. In the weeks ahead, leaders from Facebook and BCG will share industry-first knowledge on the changing consumer landscape. We'll try and decode the changes in consumer behavior and what marketers must do to rescript their consumer marketing playbook. Today, I'm joined by Sandeep Bhushan, Director and Head of India GMS Facebook, and Vikash Jain, Managing Director and Partner, BCG India. Welcome, Sandeep and Vikash. Sandeep, first up, tell us about the partnership with BCG and why is this initiative, Turn the Tide, important for the business audience at this point?
I think there is realization in the context of the current scenario that there are very distinct shifts that are happening. They're happening in the way we as societies and communities go about our lives, with the implication that businesses and every part of the commercial ecosystem also has to find a new path. We at Facebook have been on this journey of being close to our customers, close to their consumers, to understand how we should shape our products to help businesses, small and big, continue to grow. We've partnered with BCG, who bring their fantastic expertise in both consumer understanding, trend spotting, and strategy to help us jointly bring to our customers and the wider ecosystem what we should all do together, because we should still play for growth if we get close to where the consumers happen to be.
Sandeep, staying with you for a moment, according to your work with BCG, what are some of the underlying reasons for this change in consumer behavior?
First, of course, we know the situation and how, whether it is logistics or personal access or even business systems have been totally affected. I think that's the first play. The second is policy and all of the measures that have been taken to safeguard communities, that has changed behaviors. And finally, of course, consumers themselves now have to go through very different journeys to access what they want. So they will access categories which they may not have accessed before, but even the way they go about accessing those categories that they choose may be very different.
All right, so some big changes in consumer behavior there. Vikash, now moving to you. Any crisis brings new opportunities. What are some of the underlying consumer trends that marketers can leverage?
No, absolutely. We did a piece of study recently looking at the BSE 1000, which is the top 1000 companies in India during the global financial crisis. You know, the interesting takeaway was 18% of companies expanded margin and grew faster through that crisis. There were winners across categories. So crisis does bring opportunities, very clear. And it's about making strategies to work there. You know, we've been doing this consumer research, interacted with 6,000 plus consumers. And one thing that's coming through very clearly is that consumer behaviors will change. They will change across categories, across their life. It will not be the same as it was before. But what's important to note is the following. You know, we are seeing three distinct categories of changes. No, one, which is almost reversal of things that were happening in the past. For example, bringing things from outside to in-home. You know, entertainment, for example, is coming in-home, right, from outside. I think that's one, which is reversal of what we were trying to do in the past. There are certain categories of behaviors which are seeing acceleration. Digital commerce, digital media, gaming, they are all seeing surge in, consumption. And the last one is, there are new habits being formed. You know, just take the case of DIY, do it yourself. Grooming, cooking, while they were of interest, just the scale at which this is happening just gone up. You know, as all this shift is happening, one thing that we are very clear of is consumer behaviors will change. Importantly, purchasing pathways will change. And as we see this play out, digital will become a very, very important part of individuals. So the message for businesses is, how do you reorient yourself to then reflect this change in your business and operating models to actually emerge that one of that 18% companies going forward.
All right then, reversal of trends, acceleration, and formation of new habits. Sandeep, I'm going to come back to you. Now, just as consumers are going to be looking for value purchases, marketers are going to be looking for ROI-based solutions. What's a good strategy to create an ROI-driven marketing approach?
Most critically is to recognize where consumers are. The digital trend was accelerating. The whole piece about spending time with communities on social was accelerating. And we've seen that go absolutely rise very significantly in the last period. If consumers have therefore shifted time, then the way to efficiency first up is to be able to access them there. Globally, we know digital is a critical part to delivering to businesses what is what called digital influence, which is even if they're buying online or offline, digital plays an important role. That has accelerated very significantly. We see that on our platform as well, whether it's WhatsApp, Instagram, or Facebook, we are seeing very distinct activity. So if you're chasing efficiency, the question therefore is, what is the right media mix for ROI? And there are two drivers of that. One is the ability of any of our channels, whether it's traditional or digital or social, to drive either attitude or behavior. And as we see the rise of our platforms, we see that very big possibility. The second is the ability to prevent waste by micro-targeting. The country is more and more divided into consumers with different needs or with different logistics capabilities today. So you may be able to go out and may not be. And therefore, as you add, therefore, more time by spent by consumers and the ability to segment, you're able to therefore go for value creation, which is target your products in the right format to the right consumer set, one. A second, use of very, very distinct social but immersive formats to make the messaging go through. So these are the two variables that allow for ROI creation on the base of the fact that you can both hyperlocalize your communication and talk to the consumers who are spending so much more time now on our platforms.
Vikash, coming to you now, how permanent do you think is this movement to embrace digital? Will this last or will we just lapse back to our old offline habits as soon as the crisis seems like it's ending?
As we're going through this pandemic, we are seeing surges in behaviors and then some settling to different points even through this crisis. But, as we think about in our experience and research, as you think about consumer behaviors, really two things will matter. The first, habit formation is a function of how many times are you repeating this new way of doing things. And the thing that we are beginning to notice is the longer this plays out, the more times you will do this, the more chances are that this behavior could stick. I think that's point number one. Point number two, which is actually very, very important, is it reinforcing the positive experiences that you associate with any action, right? And to the extent the new ways of working or behaving are fulfilling your core underlying needs, this will kind of shift and stick to in the future. Now, this is an important thing for businesses to think about, in terms of how do you replicate experiences that meet underlying needs? And if you're really trying to ride on that changing consumer behavior, how do you tweak your operating models? How do you tweak your businesses? How do you tweak your processes so that you get the experiences and that create the experiences that meet the underlying needs, which then increases the chances of sticking? Just stepping back, I think we will not go back to where we were. Very, very clear of that. Many habits will stick. As I said, there are some things which are reversal of past trends. We will see some of those may not stick. Your need to meet family physically who are within the town will not remain the same. But staying connected with family who are very distant and you connected with them over Zoom, that will stick. Or on Facebook, that will stick. So there will be differences, but I think we are very clear that the world will not be the same going forward.
Sandeep and Vikash, now this is a question for both of you. A consumer's path to purchase of P2P has suddenly changed and will continue to change in the next few months. How can brands leverage technology to understand those changes in consumer behavior and maximize purchases? Sandeep, first you.
I think fundamentally, consumer pathways are changing both on the categories they engage with and how they change with categories. The possibility, while of course the aggregate seems to be a time of some challenge for every business, the possibility is to disaggregate this change in consumer behavior and find the need that you're targeting. Illustratively, today, while there'll be consumers who are downtrading because their outlook to incomes may be not very positive, but the fact is many new experiences are being also brought in home. So how do we target these cohorts differently while making sure the whole portfolio is playing, but you're still going for growth in new sectors that the consumers are engaging in, for example, in the DIY pieces that was mentioned. The second, of course, is to help the consumer take that journey, even if access is difficult. So whether you are launching a car and the use of influencers, all the way to supporting with messaging, a communication with consumer who still needs to ask and understand all of the questions around a brand or a category. So all the way, starting from experience sex down to the play of messaging, giving completely new options for industry to work with consumers.
Vikash, same question to you. The question is specific to technology. How can brands leverage technology to understand these changes in consumer behavior?
You know, there are a few things that we are thinking about which are becoming very, very important. And I'll probably call out a few. One, how do you win the consumer trust in this environment? I think the trust in the brands are becoming more and more important. And this has not just technology implication, but what are the things you are doing from a messaging perspective? How are you reinforcing relevant message and creating a narrative that builds trust in the brand? You know, for example, the paints brand talking about stay at home and how it's important to do that. You know, Ola introducing this emergency service for medical trips to as required. This is all about helping build a level of trust with the brand that is very, very important. And I think we are seeing a clear, distinct trend towards brand trust being important. I think the second one, from a technology standpoint, we are beginning to see, and this is where digital has a big role to play, is how can you replicate experiences which were done in the real world in a very virtual manner? Just to take one case in point, right? The whole, you know, when you go for a mobile phone purchase, you know, the whole unboxing, being able to hold the phone and see the whole shape, form, look, feel is becoming important. The virtual unboxing is a method that you could use to actually, just replicate the experiences online, right? So how do you replicate physical experiences in a digital world will be an important part of the activities that you do online and digitally to actually create that, help people go along their purchasing pathways. And there are a few other things that companies can do. One, personalize engagement. There's a lot of data. And as digital engagements go up, data will continue to be available. How do you use that data to actually drive personalized engagement and reinforce a set of messages that help push your consumers right from the consideration set to actually inducing trial and purchase, and leverage in-moment marketing and techniques around that to actually drive greater consumption? So these are places where technology and digital have a very, very fundamentally strong role to play. And we see that being an important part of how marketers will need to think about their businesses going forward.
So the next question is also for both of you. Gentlemen, are you seeing brands take up this new normal? Can you share some work that's left you inspired? Sandeep, maybe we can start with you.
So multiple examples. Whether you go in the pre-purchase part, during purchase or post-purchase, let me give one illustration each. Hyundai looking to market a launch of the Aura takes a different approach as they go through the whole influencer play that's possible today on Facebook and Instagram. Instagram is the home for branded content where even if the consumer can't go and access the product because of limitations, they can rely on influencers and experts they trust. So that's at a pre-purchase awareness building level. Go further on segmentation. A brand like Nykaa, segmenting its consumers on both those who just need a value purchase or who need an upgrade because DIY grooming has come home. All the way down to Vodafone now doing customer service on WhatsApp, freeing some capacity and driving efficiencies while being always on for customers, and a happy CRM initiative that helps consumers likely to repurchase.
Vikash, I'd like to pose the same question to you. In these challenging times, have you seen brands make a play that has left you inspired as well?
The one that jumps to me right now is Cult. A business which was very heavily focused around being physically present you know, being together with your instructor, doing things as a group and a community, has quickly pivoted to a digital play and then expanding to, you know, which is about putting videos that you could do exercises at home, to then also leveraging telemedicine, nutrition advice, and so on and so forth. It's a very interesting move that they have done, and actually they have expanded through the crisis. This is an example of how you pivot your business model through a crisis and come out as one of the stronger players.
Sandeep, Mark Zuckerberg recently spoke about 3 billion people using the Facebook family of apps and services. Now, your platforms are playing the role of social connecting during this time of social distancing. What does this new normal mean for Facebook itself? And what are consumers and brands trying to do to embrace this on your platform?
We are very privileged to be the home of many, many communities, 3 billion globally, even in India, more than 400 million. And pretty much, therefore, you could argue that a lot of internet usage is happening very significantly off our platforms. And within that, there is messaging, there is connect, there is outreach to things people love across our portfolio of apps and services. What we've seen in the recent past is an acceleration virtually of all of these for 2 phenomena. One is, of course, the need to connect while people are socially distanced across all, but also the fact that brands, influencers are doing more on these platforms to express themselves even more. So that's a virtuous cycle of engagement that's beginning to show up. And our opportunity, of course, is how do we then craft a program for the smallest businesses to the largest businesses as we go through this? And therefore, these set of solutions that we're discussing today allow for brands and businesses to embrace some of these behaviors and stay very, very close to consumers.
All right, then, gentlemen, that brings us almost to the end of the show, but not before I ask you for one closing comment. Vikash, you first. Now, suppose I was a marketer and I didn't have time to read the Facebook BCG report. What are the 2 things that you'd like me to take away from your report?
We will see a set of changes which will be here to stay. So I think that's the backdrop, and through the research that comes through very quickly. And I think this crisis has accelerated digital related behaviors like never before. Our estimate is that we have seen 2 to 3 years of acceleration in a lot of digital behavior in the country. And I think some of that will stay and continue to play out. So that's one important message. This is a big message for brands, for marketeers, for companies on what they need to do about the businesses. And the second one is there are winners through every crisis. You need to build on this trend, understand what it means for your business, adapt, adjust, innovate, to actually emerge as one of that 18%, one of that 5 that will come out as winner. I think those are 2 messages that I'll leave with everyone.
Sandeep, the same question to you. What have been your 2 main takeaways from this Facebook BCG report?
I think the possibility that businesses can still power through in this challenge. And again, 2 underlying factors to your previous question. One, of course, that all businesses now are going to be digitally influenced. It does not matter whether you are an e-commerce play or a digital-only play or an offline play. Consumers are spending time on social, on digital, understanding what's going on. So that is going to be a permanent shift that businesses can now, therefore, leverage. The other is that given the quality of devices in people's hands, given the tools that are available all the way from, let's say, augmented reality for trying, let's say, makeup or clothing or a virtual unboxing, all the way to messaging, allows therefore businesses to engage with these consumers. So enhanced digital influence and new tools that allow businesses to engage with consumers in the pre, during and post phase of their consumer journey cycles.
Well, that's all we have on the show today. Thank you, Vikash. Thank you, Sandeep, for sharing your insights on the changing business landscape from around the world. I'm sure Indian businesses will be well served by the learnings you've shared. With that, it's a wrap on this conversation of Facebook and BCG Present, Turn the Tide, Unlock the New Normal, in association with CNBC TV 18. In the coming weeks, we will be deep diving into other industry sectors with our panel of experts to offer you focused insights into business and marketing in a post-pandemic world. Until then, goodbye and many thanks for listening.